This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're continuing in our series of upgrading your tefillah. Today we're going to speak about the importance of having Kavanah by Ashrei, the Sefer Seder Hayom of Rav Moshe Ben Machir, who is a student of the Arizal. He actually composed the tefillah Moida Ani. He brings down that which the Gemara says, someone who says Ashrei three times a day is Muftach Loi Shu Ben Olam Haba, someone who says it properly. Now, he says, especially one needs to be mechaben in the pasuk of Paseches Yadecha. This we know al pi halacha, that it's ma'akev, one has to have kavanah during this pasuk. But he points out the power of this pasuk, that the Rosh Teva is Paseach Es Yadecha, Pei Aleph Yud equal 91, which is the numerical value of the two Shemois of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Non Yud. And one of the names, Yud Kei Vav Kei, begins with a Yud, and Aleph Dalet Non Yud ends in a Yud. And he says, when we say Paseach Es Yadecha, that means, Hashem, you use your two Yuds, namely, the Yud Kei Vav Kei and the Aleph Dalet Non Yud. One beginning with a Yud, one ending with a Yud. And he says, Umisham Paseach Es Yadecha, you open up your two Yuds. Umisham Yoyred Kal HaShefa V'Chal HaBrach L'Olam. From there it descends all bounty and all blessing to the world. And one who has kavana during this pasuk blesses the upper worlds and the lower worlds. And his chus is very great. And interestingly, says the Seder Hayom, it is even more important to be mechavein to the Ashrei after Shemana Esrei and before Mincha. Those are the main times a day, he says, to request sustenance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it is proper at that time to separate a pruta for tzedakah when you say Paseach Es Yadecha. And these two prutais of the Ashrei after Shemana Esrei and the Ashrei before Mincha are connected these two yuds, which, by the way, may be a source of why it is in many Siddurim the name of Hashem is supplanted with two yuds. What in the world are the two yuds? How are two yuds a reference to the name of Hashem? This is the makar, that the two yuds represent the yud of the Yud Kei Vav Kei and the final yud of the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and from there all bounty comes to the world. So we should be zoicha on this day of Lag BaOmer, the day that the Mun came down, according to the Chassam Sofer. We should be zoicha all to Shefa, Bracha, V'Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.